Hey everyone, it's me, Miss Self Love. And you know, I just realized that I never really did a proper podcast episode for the dumpees, which is why I started this podcast, for the people that were dumped and friend zoned, and for the stages that a person that has got dumped going through. You know, I started this podcast because the people that were dumped, like myself, it's a really hard thing because you feel like you lost control that you never had. The thing is, the person that was dumped, the dumpy, feels like they lost control and lost power over a situation that they never had control or power over in the first place. You never had control or power over that relationship of how it was going to go. You think you did because you were in the relationship and that person cared about you and you thought you had control over them and the situation, but you never did. And what the dumpy has to realize is that you will never have control over anyone but yourself. You will never have control over anyone outside of you, anything outside of you but yourself. You will only have control over the inside. You're only able to control your inside emotions and how you react to everything that goes on outside of you and everyone that goes on outside of you, even the people that you are closest to, even the people that you love. You'll never have control over them and their decisions. We are trying to control everything around us when we really need to be trying to control ourselves. And that's what a breakup is, a wake-up is about. That's what the dumpy has to learn. That's what the person that got disrespected, dumped, dismissed, and friend-zoned it has to learn after all of that trauma. That you never had control over anything. And it's a huge lesson, and it's a huge wake up, and it's a huge epiphany, but that's what we need to learn, you know. So this episode is going to be called the title is supposed to be called The Four Stages the Dumpy Goes Through After a Breakup. But it's not about the stages, because the problem is too many people are staying stuck in different stages. And they never want to get to the recovery process, and they want to sit in their pain and treat their pain as their purpose, when your pain is not your purpose. Your pain leads you to your purpose. We like to sit in our pain because that's what we're used to. That's what's comfortable. And even if we start feeling a little bit better, we let our mind take us back to pain. We start feeling a little bit of relief, we let our mind take us back to pain. That has to do with self-worth and things of that nature. You know, so yeah, the episode is about the stages, but really the problem is people are getting stuck in different stages of the breakup for way too long. You know, the stages sound so smoothly, but it's not. For some people, the stages, everybody gets stuck in different places, and you're not here to stay stuck. You're here to get help so you can move along faster and move on with, you got other things to do besides sit in a breakup. You have other things to do with your life. I had other things to do with my life. I didn't have time to be sad all day. I had too much going on. You know, so if you know you got a lot going on, you don't got time to be sad all day. You got to move past this so you get to your goals and get to whatever it is you need to do. You know, my clients had too much going on. They needed to move past this as fast as possible. So yes, I did a podcast on the message from the dumpers, a message to the dumpers, but I never did a message to the dumpees, which is the reason why I started the podcast in the first place. So, you know, yeah, you know, I'm an advocate for the people that got dumped. You know, the dumpers, I understand, you know, there are some people that dumped someone or left because of toxicity, which is understandable. That's great that you did that for yourself, actually, instead of sitting around waiting to get dumped and waiting for someone else to make a decision for your life. So you know, and a message to the dumpers. I talk about that. People dumping for shallow shit and stuff like that. I speak about that and that. But anyway, so I'm talking to the dumpies right now. My people, the people I advocate for, which is the people that got dumped. So, and disrespected and dismissed and even really put in the friends with benefits zone and all the bullshit. So, yeah, so the first stage is denial, being in denial, which I rambled on about that on another podcast episode forever. But a lot of people stay stuck in the in denial stage, you know, because you're like, this person's playing. They're not really going to dump me after all this. They're just mad. They're just going crazy. Oh, I think they're having a nervous mental breakdown. You know, oh, they're going through a midlife crisis. That's why they're doing this. They're going crazy. You know, whatever. They're going through whatever they're going through. And you're just sitting there like, this can't be true. You know, statistics say that sometimes the stages last for a week. This stage, a lot of people are stuck in the stage for a very long time. It don't last for no week. You know, from my research and my statistics. I'm like, who said that it lasts for a week? Some people stuck in this stage for years. You know, but anyway, yeah, some people stay stuck here like they just playing. It's 2 years later. They not playing. So, yeah, the first stage of the breakup for the dumpy, the person that got dumped, is in denial. The second stage is sadness. That could lead to depression. You know, because this is where you're staying stuck in your head. You won't get out of your head. You need someone to help you get out of your head and help you remember who the fuck you are, who you were before this person. You were somebody before this person even came along. And you can be a better person after this. So, this stage, a lot of people stay stuck in this sadness, depression stage for I don't know how long. This is the one where people really actually do stay stuck in it for years. The sadness, depression stage, and staying in their head and never getting out. So, the third stage is anger. Because once people do move from the sadness and depression and start to learn about what the heck happened, now they're mad at themselves and they're mad at the other person, or they're blaming. Some people have no balance with this stage. Some of the dumpies blame their ex for everything and take no responsibility. And some of the other dumpies blame themselves for everything and it's not their ex's fault. So this is where you need to get balanced out. And you're just mad at everything. Some people stay stuck in the stage for a while. Staying stuck in the anger stage. Then they don't want to date. They don't like the opposite sex anymore. And they feel like they're giving up on love because they won't move out of the stage of anger. And the fourth stage after that is recovery. Learning how to be an individual. Learning how to be happy again as an individual. Some people never get to the stage because in the middle of the anger stage, they find a rebound. That's why I didn't want to just say these stages like they go so effortlessly. Somewhere in between the anger and depression stage, people end up in a rebound relationship. So they never get to full recovery of how to be an individual. And now they're in a rebound relationship on their way towards the second breakup, on their way back to in denial, sadness, and anger. And some people never get to the recovery stage because they keep getting in rebounds or they want to sit in their pain. So it takes a lot, it looks like, to get to this recovery stage, you know. The four stages aren't as effortless as it may sound. It's a lot of stuff in between you got to deal with. But, the recovery stage is, yeah, learning how to be an individual again, being happy again, remembering who the fuck you are. So now, with all these distractions and the way the world goes, guidance is key, okay? You know, I always say, your guidance is key. It's a lot of distractions, it's a lot of things going on in the world. One funnel, one guidance for you. to get through this is needed, because you're in your head now, you have other people's opinions now, distractions, blah blah blah, she, and to get to the recovery stage on your own can be a jungle. So, and that's just the truth about it, you know, that's the end beyond be all to healing. And you know, as you guys know, you know, you can go on my website and check out the Self Love for the Soul journals if you want to guide yourself. That's great. The Self Love for the Soul journals helps you get out of your head and get it onto paper so you can have some realization. So, you know, www.abreakupisawakeup.com, and you could go grab the Self Love for the Soul journal so you can start getting out of your head on your own, at least. Really getting out of your head is talking to me with the detox from your ex program, so you can write and talk, and I help you and my clients remember who the fuck they are. When you go back in your head and you feel like crap, it's hard for a dumpy, it's hard for the person that got dumped. That's a blow to the ego, that's a blow to the confidence, that's the worst feeling you're ever gonna have in your life. All right, so share this episode with someone who needs this, that's been dumped or getting out of a relationship or whatever it is. It's just a really blow to the self-esteem, and you feel low and you feel like crap. And if you don't get help to navigate through this, you'll be all fucked up in a game somewhere, stuck in a rebound relationship. So yeah, that's what I had to say to the dumpies. I obviously know how this feels. It's a horrifying feeling. And, you know, having guidance and having someone get me through the breakup literally saved my life. It really did, because I don't even know where I would have been without guidance after, you know, a trauma in a situation like that. So yeah, share this with someone who needs this. Go to the website and start to get them Self Love for the Soul journals to start. And email me about the detox from your ex program at ms.selflovemz.selfluv@gmail.com, and message me on Instagram, ms.selflovemz.selfluv, and text my text community phone number, text self-love to start getting out of your head with some positive daily quotes, so when you feel like doo-doo and you're in your breakup blues, you can have a daily text message to pick you up and help you remember who the fuck you are. So text self-love at 347-572-7350. All right, guys, heal person summer. I need you to get through this before the summer is over. Holidays are coming. You don't want to be feeling like doo-doo, and you want to get back to yourself and back to whatever goals you had in place, or new goals or new things on your to-do list, whatever it is you need to do before the new year gets here. You know, I'm watching my clients that I had before the summer, and I'm like, wow, these people, like, they enjoying their summer, because I'm watching like a few of my clients on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm really glad they got through this breakup before the summer came, because now they can enjoy the summer. They out there living their best life. I'm like, wow, good thing she got through that breakup before the summer came, so she can enjoy her summer. Sheesh. And I want this thing to happen for you. I want you to get through the breakup in the summer so you can enjoy your fall and your winter, because that's going to be you. So, wow, it's just amazing. I love seeing the after effects, the transformation on Instagram after my clients have done the program. I'm like, wow, they look happy and they look amazing. So I love seeing that. So shout out to my clients that finished the program. Y'all looking the fuck good. So share this episode with someone who needs this, guys. I could go on and on about being a dumpy. I'll do a part two. Because being a dumpy fucking sucks. But it don't have to suck for long. Because once you come up from being a dumpy and get your power back, it feels amazing. All right? So it sucks for a little while. But when you get that help, it feels good. All right? All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And have a great day.